MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rail.
Mark Out Radio.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlike Radio!
You know what the fellows said. In Italy, for 30 years on the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, and bloodshed, but they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In our homes, we had televisions. We had 30 years of video games and hamburgers. What did that produce? The Shy Kids.
Shy Kids. Shy kids.
We are the Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
Yeah, welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name's Dean.
My name's Doc.
Hey guys, how's it going?
And we're live.
No. We're not live, not this week.
Yeah.
That was a one. After the clusterfuck that happened trying to get us on the air,
yeah,
that's probably never going to happen again.
For those who missed the live broadcast,
go listen to episode 51, assholes.
Yeah, but even then, like, the first 15 minutes was us not broadcasting properly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The episode 51 is not 2 hours. It's about 2 hours and 45 minutes.
You mean 1 hour and 45
minutes?
That's
what I meant. One hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, we just sort of dicked around with dead air.
we had, like, apparently Corey was in just the right ear for people. I was just in the left ear. Dean couldn't be heard at all.
Nope.
And we didn't have
Do
any
we
of
we really
our...
have to fix it?
Yes, Dean.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Right, because I read people our Twitter Dean. Feed.
And we didn't have any sound either, like... the commercials and shit we were supposed to play.
Yeah.
Wouldn't play.
It totally screwed our second half of the show where we were like, we're going to have people call in and nobody would have been able to be heard. And
right. Luckily, Holly from It's All About Me called us on Skype, which she could hear everything fine.
Right.
So she just broadcasted us through her Skype.
So if it sounded like shit, it's Skype's fault?
Yeah. I'd blame Skype.
Yeah.
I blame us for not having our shit together, and then I blame Skype.
Skype's fault.
I mean, let's not jump to any conclusions about blaming ourselves.
What?
You know, I don't want to jump to any conclusions about blaming ourselves for anything.
It's all Skype.
You know, and it's probably Skype. If it sounded like shit, it's probably Skype.
Yeah.
God damn those fireworks.
Right.
Those are probably not getting picked up on the microphones.
Yeah.
But god damn are they loud.
That
it's
wasn't
like a
just a general commentary on fireworks and how they suck.
God damn these fireworks.
Sorry. But I think the live show went fairly well.
It did. Once we got everything together, it went pretty
good. Once we got rolling.
We took calls.
Yeah, it felt like a real radio show.
We had a call-in guest for Nerdigories. It was fun.
Surprised nobody flushed a toilet.
Yeah, or did some sort of like, fuck you guys, and then hung up.
Yeah.
Baba Booey, yeah. Howard Stern's penis.
Yeah, we never got a Baba Booey.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That's when we know we've actually made it, is when somebody calls in and gives us a Baba Booey.
Well, we can't take in calls anymore. That's when we made it.
Oh, well.
We did get a celebrity.
We did. Danny Glover called in.
I know.
We had Danny Glover call in, and he told us about how he fucked Oprah on the set of The Color Purple.
Yes.
Which was interesting news to me. I didn't know that he had fucked Oprah.
I didn't know he was in it.
Is he in The Color Purple?
I have no clue.
Oh.
I've never seen it.
He was in Oprah, apparently.
That's awfully racist of us to assume that because he's black, he was in The Color
Purple. Right, Corey? What does that say about you?
Yeah. just because he's the color
been in it and Roots.
He's the color black, and so he must have been in the color purple,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know if Danny Glover is in the color purple now.
Right.
I know Oprah is, right?
And we don't have any way of checking.
Yeah.
We're racist enough to have not seen the color purple, but not racist enough to assume that he was in it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so this week we're back to our regular antics, pre-recorded, which means that we can edit it.
Yeah.
And we're back.
But this week we're doing something a little different as well.
Okay.
We have another guest.
Oh, shit. Do we? Oh, my God. There's someone sitting next to
you. He's sitting right next to you. Yeah. Oh. We have another guest. We promised in August that had guests.
Yeah.
August is...
One of them canceled.
One of them canceled. He'll probably be a September guest.
Yeah.
But that's okay because we have a guest right now. He's a sort of a video game industry insider, one would say.
Nice.
He's shaking his head no. he's worked in the video game industry and probably give us some insight on some video game knowledge.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. I don't know. Please welcome. Oh, no.
I was just going to say, warning, this will be a video game heavy episode.
It probably will be, but hopefully we'll keep it light and funny.
Yeah.
And entertaining still.
Right.
Because I have no dick shit about fucking video games.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the trailer for Dick Shit?
Yeah.
Looks good.
Bethesda, man.
Yeah.
They make the good shit.
We should just go...
The dick shit.
As long as we can without actually introducing it. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, maybe we'll have a guest. No, I'm just kidding. No. So sitting in with us on the Shy Kids podcast tonight is Trent Minxie.
Trent Minxie?
Trent Minx, no.
Okay.
Trent Minx. I was going to say he's sitting right here, but I already said that. So.
Yeah. Hi, Trent Minx.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, hi.
Yeah, you can speak now.
Thank God. Minx. Oh, and a quick IMDb search shows that Danny Glover was in The Color of the Purple.
Oh, nice. Was he?
As Albert. He's one of the top billed cast.
Nice. Well, okay, then that makes sense.
Awesome.
Well, okay, that makes me feel a lot better.
Now yeah. I don't have to see it.
Yeah,
that's true.
So how are you doing, sir?
Good. I'm glad that I'm in this air-conditioned house instead of your garage, right?
Yeah, we are recording in the house
today. Thank
you for treating me. You're welcome. We should do that for all guests,
right?
But we don't.
Yeah.
We don't.
Poor Raffi was like all
I know.
Made up.
She looked beautiful in her makeup and a
just
blouse.
In a and sweaty just, garage with us.
Just like having to smell our BO and fucking battle spiders and shit.
Yeah.
But you get preferential treatment probably because I'm related to him.
Oh.
Is it the family thing?
It might be a family
How
connection.
How so?
Trent is my cousin.
Oh.
But he also happens to be hilarious and works in the video game industry. And
well,
I thought,
hey, don't church it up too much. I'm not that funny.
Not if you're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Just, no.
Just be yourself. You'll be fine. And
cousin,
he happens,
cousin through who?
Through. It's really irrelevant. You want to go into that?
I just want to know.
Oh.
Who fucked who, Corey?
He is my mother's brother's second oldest son.
Okay. All you had to say was through my mom.
Oh. Through my mother.
I didn't need all that shit.
No, yeah, I was through my mom.
Sorry.
Yeah.
See? Oh, that's true. That would be your aunt.
Yeah, sorry.
Or aunt.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Yes, affirmative.
Okay, well, that explains the different last names then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes, because my mom remarried to my dad. Well, she didn't remarry.
She remarried?
She married my
dad. Well, your dad's
oh, this is
have,
getting...
Jesus Christ,
Corey. Conversation with your mom.
Ah.
Ah.
Whatever.
Bah. We're going to find out about secret siblings soon.
No.
I thought I was your first.
But you work in... the video game industry currently.
Correct.
But you told us before we started recording that you're not really allowed to go into specifics of who you work for, who you have worked for, or the game titles that you worked
just
on.
Just to be safe, sure. Yeah.
Because apparently in the video game industry, they're quite secretive about what goes on behind closed doors.
Absolutely. 100%.
Really, like...
during development and about all the other stuff.
Right. Well, you're not currently in development on any games, but the non-disclosures also...
It seemed like you were telling him that because you said, oh. You're not currently working on any games. Oh.
You could talk about that project, right?
Yes.
But you have worked for like big video game companies.
Correct.
Because there's
big
a
ones.
There's there's a news story right now where like the video game industry is sort of collapsing.
I wouldn't say it's collapsing.
Yeah,
no.
That seems harsh.
It's on fire. There's a lot of angry people out there.
It's I mean, it's mostly targeted at the person involved and the website Kotaku.
Right. It more or less has to do with the journalism around the video game industry.
Right.
And indie game developers.
We actually got a tweet about it.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to say it from memory. It's all the way in my pocket. But he wanted us to, because we mentioned that we were having a video game person on the show today. He was hoping for Mario, but
sorry,
we ended up with Corey's cousin.
We've got the ginger from Sonic.
I'm close enough to Mario.
That's true.
Shit.
Knuckles, the ginger from Sonic.
Knuckles.
All right.
Did you mean
it was a ginger joke?
Okay,
the,
but did
the
you
fucking
mean
fox?
You meant the fox.
Oh, you meant Tails.
I thought you meant Rose, the pink hedgehog. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
no, well, the red-haired creature from fucking Sonic.
Well, it's funny you should say that because I actually was looking for a Halloween costume last year for a video game themed party, and I was like, I googled like top red-haired video game characters, and Knuckles was one of them. I was just like.
I didn't want red
hair.
Fur.
What's the difference?
Not going to that party.
I didn't go to the party.
Did you Google search like furry?
No,
Halloween.
God, no. It was like, and that was like number 10 on the list of 50.
Wow.
And I was just like, okay, he's ranked pretty high up there.
You could be
if Dexter hadn't turned shitty, I would say be Dexter, but well, it turned shitty,
and it was a video game themed party.
Oh, so. Oh, okay. I thought it was just a Halloween party.
No, you had to go as a red-haired
video game character.
Yeah. There was a Dexter mobile game. Yeah.
That wouldn't be too much of a stretch.
Just say you're from an app. No, yeah. Nobody will know. Like or like a game on Steam. Like,
or maybe
people
will be too drunk and they just won't even bother Googling
right.
it.
Just wear a beak and say you're the red angry bird.
Yes. Once again, feathers, not hair. But
yeah.
What's the difference? Right?
Semantics.
Yeah.
But it, you,
technically,
you were,
an echidna has quills. So no.
At WB Fletcher wanted to know what we thought about the Zoe Quinn situation,
which is a fairly recent developing controversy.
Yeah, so
right?
We all Googled what that was.
Yeah, I had no idea what the fuck that was until we got that tweet.
I had heard a couple some chatter. I'd heard the name before.
I imagine, Dean, you probably you peruse Kotaku.
I actually played the game that she developed. It was a Depression Quest about 6 months back, and it's a good game. It's like a text-based, like a choose-your-own-adventure type thing that kind of simulates what people going through depression do.
Yeah,
So I recognize her name from the story, but I actually am just starting to learn the specifics about it now.
So, but you're saying that it was a good game?
Yeah, it's a good game.
Yeah,
so she was like an indie developer.
There was a lot of stuff that I was coming across that said that it's a subpar game.
Well, it's text-based.
That it had a lot of criticism, and they were, like, the whole controversy starts with her being greenlit from Steam, and the sort of path that she took to get her shit greenlit from Steam, given that it's not a good game. According to the opinion of the article that I read,
It's a very simple, just like HTML based like text game. So like, and I think it's for free on Steam. So
it is,
yeah.
So it's not. I don't think it sets out to be anything.
Well,
there's a whole
thing too about like all of the she does like these game jams, big get-togethers, and they play games or something. I don't know what's a game jam.
I don't know.
It's where people go to show off like games that they've developed, and they're trying to get noticed by publishers and stuff.
I see. Where she charges people to go to, like,
all right,
so she makes money off of that. She also makes money off of some other stuff, and all of that came from her getting all of this sort of press and notoriety for being sort of who she is,
right,
and getting her game greenlit and all of that. So she's sort of making a lot of money on the back end.
Yeah. And it was revealed recently by her ex.
a lover scorned.
Yeah. That while they were together, she had cheated on him a bunch of times with people from Kotaku. people in the industry that like could
rock,
help
paper,
her.
Shotgun, right. And those people.
She was essentially, allegedly, given blowies for good reviews.
Yeah. Right. She was using the press. Well, she was abusing the press.
And she was getting pressed.
And she was getting pressed. Yeah. Yes. She's getting pressed by the press.
Yeah.
In order to get good press.
In order to impress with press. Yes. With, to promote depression quest.
Now, is this a similar career path that you took to get where you were in the video game industry, Trent?
Did I give blowies to get... No.
It was more...
That is the term, right? Blowies?
Blowies. It was more... No. It was more pegging in his situation.
It is entry level.
So go ahead, Doc.
A weird side note to this, too, is that she was kind of becoming more of a vocal feminist.
That's the thing that blew my mind about the whole thing.
Yeah, and one of her stances was that to her, adultery is equal to rape because you're breaking the consent between you and your partner.
Wasn't the first guy that's alleged that she slept with a married dude that used to be her boss?
That, and she cheated on her boyfriend whole time for all of these little tricks.
Although it could be argued, in her logic, it could be argued that boyfriend, not a vow of marriage.
I think
that,
she said cheating, actually. I think I made it sound...
cheating
I think
in general?
I just wanted to sound smart, so I said adultery.
Oh, you said adultery.
But I think it was just cheating in general.
Cheating in general.
Yeah.
Is
equal to rape.
Equal to rape.
Because you're breaking the consent between you and your partner.
So could we come out and say that Zoe Quinn is equivalent to a rapist?
According to her terms of what
according
that means?
According to her logic.
And according to what her ex allegedly said that she allegedly did.
Yeah. Five times.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I gotta be careful.
What do they call that? Cognitive dissonance? Allegedly, they
call it that. Is the video game industry like just fraught with sex and scandal?
I mean, not that I know of.
one of the stances that she has too is that the video game industry in general is very misogynistic, and that they don't really hire female developers and. Like, did you find a sort of unbalance in any of the places that you worked?
No, I mean, a bunch of the places I worked with, there was quite a few. Actually, I won't say a few. There was a lot of female developers, and they were amazing at what they did, and everybody was super cool with each other, and there was no misogyny there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like one of her stances, as I was reading, was just that she was becoming that mouthpiece for like feminism in the video game industry.
Right.
And that she was promoting female developers as well to show like, hey, we're just as good, if not better, in some circumstances as our male counterparts, and we should be recognized for such.
Oh, and she ended up being like the worst spokesperson.
Yes!
For this.
Like that's what's so great about this story is that she was this mouthpiece for like pushing the old standard away.
Right.
And turns out she was just using her sexuality to get ahead in life.
Yeah.
I mean, and I won't say that there's zero misogyny in the industry because I have not been everywhere in the industry. I've
right.
been in a very
yeah, there's a lot of Hawkeye poses on a lot of video game covers.
There, like I've been in yeah. very few places for a long period of time. So as far as what I've seen, I haven't seen it personally.
Right.
Not to say that it doesn't exist.
Well, clearly it exists.
Yeah. Right. I think we touched on this a little during we did an episode about women in media.
Girl power.
It was our girl power episode.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think we touched on the fact that in a lot of games, there is it's still the girl is in trouble and she has to be saved.
Right.
Yeah.
Or it could be Lara Croft where she's the one in charge, but she's got the tits and ass in your face. And
yeah.
Although the new Lara Croft game kind of does away with that a lot, which I like.
She wears a turtleneck?
No, I mean, she's still wearing a tank top, but it's realistic, and she doesn't have, like, double Ds and
you
stuff.
You can see her nipples poking through.
Right, they made her look like a real human.
She's not wearing a bra.
I think she's wearing a bra.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
She's climbing up mountains, Corey.
Yeah.
Come on.
Sports
although now people complain about, because in the new game, which came out like 2 years ago now, there's a lot of like her getting captured and tortured stuff.
Really?
Because she's on an island with all these like fucking bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so like,
and all they want to do is rape her.
I don't know if there's any rape.
No, not really.
Simulated rape.
But it's like at one point she's tied up, hanging upside down in this cave, where they're planning on murdering her, I guess.
Like, there's like Django?
There's a lot of things where...
So there was a lot of people like chatter about like, oh, well, you know, it's torture porn about this girl.
I think it's because her death scenes were kind of gratuitous, but I don't know because I didn't die very much in that game because it's pretty easy.
Watch out, we got a badass.
Fucking Dean.
Yeah. I didn't die in easy mode. I'm a badass.
I know there's this part where you're like sort of in the water going through rapids,
mm-hmm.
and you have to steer clear of debris. And if you hit the debris, it's literally she gets a spike to the face.
Really?
That like pokes through her mouth and out the back of her head.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah, so yeah, be careful in that.
It's a really good game.
Those rapids. It is a good game.
Yeah.
I just got the what is it?
Fucking Definitive Edition.
Definitive Edition, yes. Yeah. It's where they re-released it and were like, here, everything looks better.
We made your face look different.
They did the same. They just did like Last of Us, the remastered for PlayStation 4. I got that too.
Oh, so they do like remix of games?
Yeah, like especially when a new console comes out, they'll be like, you know all those games that just came out on the old console? Here's a better version.
Oh, they just sort of beef them up to be better on the new console.
Yeah, higher like resolution, HD, the textures.
And they'll have like all the DLC that came out from the one previously.
That's downloadable content.
Yes. Sorry.
I'm learning.
My bad.
I thought it was Dick Lick Charlie.
Yeah, well, you know.
I know. I feel like Corey's
one of the most controversial Vietnamese video games I've ever played.
Dick Lick Charlie. It's the entire game takes place in a trench. okay, we'll talk. Maybe you can. We're sort of deviating from the Zoe Quinn thing. Maybe we'll come back to it.
Maybe
but
a
like,
little bit.
Talk about that. Like, have you worked for developers that probably did the very very same thing that we're talking about, right? Where you're updating a platform or updating a game to a new platform.
A lot of people. I mean, a lot of companies do that. Yeah, and they'll take their like PS3 version. Redo it in HD, 1080p, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Add every DLC that they had before to it and
re-release it.
Re-release
like the
it.
Ultra version.
Yeah.
So that
GTA 5's doing that.
They put all of the downloadable content on that.
Yeah.
For the re-release.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's all in the same place. Boom. If you didn't get it before, you can get it now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And like how much extra work goes into that really? Like recoding, do you have to like remake the entire game basically?
That I'm not sure. 100%
I think
about.
It depends on how much the is available from the developers that originally made the game. Like I remember with there was a game called Kingdom Hearts where they had to remake it completely from scratch because they lost all the original assets to it. So they said to remake.
Oops.
I feel like Kingdom Hearts is a game Corey would actually like.
Yeah, it's
Disney. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so you know about it.
I've seen it. It looks boring fantasy.
They're
quests.
Really good, though.
Yeah.
The first time I ever saw the first Kingdom Hearts, I was like, that looks dumb. And then I played it, and I was like, that's surprisingly
that's the same thing
really
happened
good.
To me, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
The stories do tend to go in that weird Japanese direction where it's like, we're going to make it as complicated as possible and make it all about this prophecy shit and time travel and then aliens and all this
crap. And you're just like, I want to play as Donald.
Yeah. I just want to shoot fireballs at a Donald's ass. Come on. Yeah.
But he shoots them out of his own ass.
Right.
That's the thing. He's your sidekick.
I see.
Yeah.
And he's the magic user.
You got Donald and Goofy with you. And then you got a specific...
And then the worst teammates ever.
Yeah. You got a specific Disney-themed lands. Like
Tomorrowland and Adventureland.
No, no, no. Like,
no, not Disneyland.
Like Alice in
like
Wonderland world.
Oh, I see.
Aladdin land.
Yeah. And then like you can have like... People like I think you can go to like Tarzan area, and Tarzan Sandland. Can join your group.
So the jungle,
so you can like drop.
It's called Deep
for
Jungle.
Tarzan. Yeah,
Deep Jungle.
Deep Jungle.
The Deep Jungle.
Probably the most popular one is they had Nightmare Before Christmas.
Deep Jungle
characters.
Fever. They've got Deep Jungle Fever.
Yeah,
Deep Jungle.
Deep Jungle.
Deep Jungle.
Deep Jungle.
That's even further south. I don't care about Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, sorry.
So many tangents.
Sorry, Corey.
You guys
Jesus
have this gosh. Giant hard-on for fucking Kingdom Hearts. I'm not going to play it, damn it.
All right, fine. Play Portal.
Where were we?
Puzzles.
We were talking about Zoe Quinn a little bit. We go all over the place. Sorry,
Jim. Yeah.
It's fine.
That's all we do.
What were we talking about with her, though?
She blew dudes.
She blew dudes.
Allegedly.
Oh. So, yeah. But not only was she blowing dudes to get her shit publicity.
Yeah.
But she was also using those same tactics to get them to squash other stories and to diminish people that were criticizing her.
Yeah. I actually saw a thing where, like, I didn't... Unrelated to, like, knowing about her at all, I saw a thing on Reddit where someone said they had left a negative review on Depression Quest.
Mm.
And it said the developer has flagged this review.
Right.
Like, she removed a review because they didn't like the game.
Off of Steam.
Off of Steam. Right. Yeah.
Is that something, like, I thought that the whole point of Steam was that, like, if it's popular, it's popular, it gets made, if it's not.
You do tend to get a lot of, there's some moderation on reviews, because you'll go, like, there'll be a review for Skyrim or something, and it'll be like, I killed a chicken, 10 out of 10, and then I'll be the whole review thumbs, yeah.
Right.
So, there is some moderation, but I don't know the specifics of the one that was removed.
Most developers don't do this. Most developers say fucking good reviews, bad reviews, let them all fly. There's some of these little, and it's usually these little shitty indie developers, like where they didn't make a great game or...
They take it super personal.
They take it super personal because I'm the one who worked on this for hours, you know? So then they're the ones who will flag the bad reviews, and then Steam kind of errs on the side of the developers. Like if a developer flags a review, they pretty much go, okay.
Right. It kind of defeats the whole purpose of a review anyways. Right. We want your reviews, only if they're good, though.
Yeah.
If they're shitty, fuck off.
Yeah.
This game's gay. 0 out of 10.
Here on this show, we celebrate our bad reviews.
Yeah. We got one of the best ones.
We got one of the best bad reviews ever, and we celebrated it.
Yeah.
Because how are we going to get better, right, guys?
She was, like, hated us, but still gave us 2 out of 5.
Right? So that there was hope. There was hope in the review. Yeah. But whatever. We digress. Again.
Yeah. A lot.
We do.
Right.
Yeah. We tangent about
That's
it.
Our jobs.
It's good for the heart, body, and soul.
Yeah. So tell us what you can about like what you do in the video game industry in general. I know you can't get into any specifics, but like,
well, you could say what you do, you just can't say what you've done.
What you've done. Yeah.
I test video games.
You're a video game tester.
Ah.
Yes, or QA analyst, as they call it, or if you want to get the professional version, it's like systems test engineer if you really want to fool people in thinking that.
You're a professional video game player?
No.
No.
Player? How dare you?
Well, I mean, you...
No.
No, that's the...
That is
the common misconception, because like 9 times out of 10, it's like, oh, you get paid to play video games for a living, and it's always plural. People are always like, video games, but it's always video game. Just one.
Well, whatever project
you're
working on.
For an extended period of time.
Right.
And it's not like, you know, just sitting there like, beep, boop, I'm getting the high score today. Like,
No.
We were meaning to ask you about the sound design in games. It's just terrible.
Aren't
now.
You essentially, like, your goal is to break the game so you can
Absolutely.
Be like,
yeah.
here,
over
there's a
and
problem
over
here.
Find where it's shitty and exploit
yeah.
it.
No, not even, I mean, yeah, find exploits, but I mean, it's mostly finding where stuff doesn't work so they can fix it and like...
Run into this corner for 8 hours until you clip through it.
I mean, and like, that does happen.
Really?
Yeah. It's a lot of repetitive stuff like that where you are trying to make things break. Yeah, I mean, and that sounds silly, run into a corner for 8 hours until you can get through it. But that is, in essence, what it is.
Really?
I mean, amongst other things, simplifying it, but yeah, I mean, you're trying every way, you know, to find if the game crashes, if it, you know, you can't get out of the level, graphical stuff. There's like a huge plethora of things that you can find. And this is like 8 hours on a normal day, but most of the time during crunch, it's, you know, upwards of like 12 hours plus.
How difficult is it to play a game early on in development?
It's rough sometimes. Especially like when you're doing one that you're like, this is going to be great. I know this is going to be great. But you see it in the, you know, iteration stage and it's just like, this is rough.
Yeah.
But you're always like, it's going to be great. And then when it is in the end, it makes it all worth it.
This right. is going to be a great game, but right now my gun shoots error messages.
Yeah, every time I hit
cannot
the trigger
find
button.
Texture, just flying at people.
Save this girl that's falling off of a cliff. Her face is a blob right now, but connect with her emotionally.
Save
do it.
Me.
Yeah,
and we haven't quite worked out the ragdoll function yet, so she's going to tumble awkwardly.
I recorded her voice myself for the time being.
But even with that, there are like a bunch of amazing like bugs that do come from that are really good and really funny. And
right.
Here's what I want to
because
ask.
Of stuff like that, like, oh, the ragdoll just makes them look ridiculous or like bounce all over.
And then you make an animated GIF about it and put it on Kotaku.
No, God, no.
Do you ever play a game that you've tested like after it's done and released?
I have.
Okay.
Before.
Now, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Because this is what I've heard. I've talked to other video game testers before.
Mm-hmm.
A common thing that will happen is they'll be playing the released version of the game and find things that they flagged and said, here's a problem, and nobody bothered to fix it.
Well, it's not so much that nobody bothered to fix it. A lot of stuff that happens there is that there's not enough time.
Okay.
Or it's too expensive. There's the risk is too high that, you know, by fixing this one thing, yeah. you might break a bunch of other stuff. And okay. especially towards the end, that's usually when, like, and it's usually those small minor things that fall through the cracks.
Right.
And it's always a shame because you do always find them and you do always want to make, you want them fixed, but time is an issue.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a exploit in Borderlands 2 where you can climb this, like, top of this building and then jump through this other building, like, through the wall, where there's a guy you can't normally reach who you can kill over and over again and he just keeps coming back to life. And so, essentially, what you can do is sit there and just shoot him forever and then level up, like, really fucking fast.
Really?
Yeah. And so, people discover that, and, like, in Borderlands 2, they can go in and level up really quick.
I don't think Corey knows what leveling up is.
I'm familiar with...
The last game he played was Arrow the Acrobat for the Super Nintendo.
No.
You know when Mario eats the mushroom and becomes
Big
Mario?
Bloop, 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 bloop.
He levels up.
Yeah. I understand the concept.
So imagine
you do sound effects better than I do.
Yeah.
No. Like, there's the really funny one. Like, there's in the Assassin's Creed Black Sail.
Black Flag.
Close
Black
enough.
Sail.
He's
Black
like Sail. Pirate ships.
I had questionable face on when I said it to hopefully that you would correct me.
And he gets a Black Flag. He doesn't play.
I don't play
video games.
Shorthand is just Ass Creed.
Ass Creed.
That's what I call it.
A lot of people call
in the
it.
In the piratey assassin game.
I call it Wind Waker with assassins.
Oh,
Zelda.
Wind Waker is a good game.
Yeah,
Wind Waker is a good game, and I hate Zelda.
But there's a wonderful bug that is a giant fuck up.
Yeah,
that it's probably one of those things where they were like, well, if we fix that, it'll be really shitty for a bunch of other stuff.
Was it the thing with the ships?
The pirate ship just fucking sinks into this giant fucking black hole, and then everybody that was on the pirate ship that you just got off rises up into heaven. Yeah. And then the ship slowly expands
back. I'm pretty
sure
they fixed that.
Did they?
Yeah, because that kind of stuff they'll usually patch afterwards. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they'll put a patch on it.
Yeah. For like the especially heinous things when they can get extra time afterwards.
But that seemed like a giant fucking thing to miss.
A lot of times, because a lot of games ship with still those little things in there that they need to patch.
Mm-hmm.
Bethesda.
Yeah. So a lot of times I'll get a game and then purposely not play it right away.
Oh, wait
I'll,
a
like,
month.
Wait a bit. I mean, you don't even have to do a month sometimes. Just some of the things. Like the Batman Arkham Origins.
I've heard is fantastic.
It's fun. It's just
really?
Arkham City again.
Yeah, I heard.
Essentially,
compared to the other two.
Yeah, it wasn't made by Rocksteady, who made the first two.
Maybe I'm thinking of the previous Batman.
You're thinking of Arkham City.
I don't know.
Yeah. So Arkham Origins is just pretty much they took Arkham City and let's do it again.
Ah, I see.
Right.
Perhaps I'm thinking of the one before it.
There was a game breaking bug in it where you couldn't reach a ledge you have to reach.
Oops.
You have to reach this ledge to progress, and you fucking couldn't for like the first 2 weeks it was out.
So,
and then later that got patched, and now you can continue playing the game.
So who gets fired when that shit fucking goes to fucking market with those kinds of big bucks in it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, like with those things where it's like some progression path thing like that, I don't have an answer for what happened there.
Like, if it's a ledge you have to get to progress the game forward,
yeah.
During your testing, don't you eventually beat the game?
Well, a lot of times,
especially towards the end, it's like you do the playthroughs and the checklists and stuff to make sure that stuff like that doesn't slip through.
Yeah.
Usually stuff that will slip through will be like the black flag thing where, I mean, it might be some one-off thing that happens
right.
like here and there, or it's like something that is like so specific that you have to do that it won't be found because there's only so many people.
Or it could be specific to the computer that a particular person's yeah. using too, since everybody's system is so different.
Oh, because
PC's a lot different than, you know, console right. testing.
Right. Yeah, because with a console,
specs will cause different problems.
Yeah, a lot that will be the case that it'll be it's a bug on the Xbox version, but then not the others, or a bug on the PlayStation version, then not the others.
It's like
Bethesda games on PlayStation are notoriously bad.
Really?
Yeah, and then they run better on Xbox, and they run the best on PC.
So it's sort of like web developing. But, like, the worst
I feel
case.
Like I'm being too... Bethesda games would include Fallout and Skyrim.
There no, we no, go. No, no,
I'm just I'm letting saying, our listeners like, know. So, like, Bethesda, let's see.
Let's assume people are like Corey.
Yeah, assume nobody knows what the fuck you guys are talking about. Like web developing. Because every computer uses basically a different browser.
Right.
Yeah, it's similar to that.
I'm sure, yeah, it's exactly like that, where different, you have to code specifically for different browsers in web development, and a lot of times it's a huge nightmare. But realistically speaking, there's only like five main browsers that you have to deal with. But like with all of the different PC configurations that I'm sure everybody has,
yeah. If you have the NVIDIA X460, you'll have the specific bug, and yeah,
like the development side of the video game industry must be fraught with people that are addicted to coffee and have migraines constantly.
They work their asses off. And some of them, you know, will even sleep under their desk, especially during crunch. I mean, some of them will be in crunch for way longer than anybody else.
Wow.
It's crazy. Like, and you see them, and yeah, they're like zombies.
They've got red eyes.
And they're just like...
They've just been looking at lines of code.
Yeah. All still very polite, though.
And ironically, they're working on a zombie game.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
My Little Pony.
I'm zombie. Doing mocap for the
zombies
too.
Are magic. Oh yeah, did you get to see any like the mocap stuff or?
Yes, once.
He's
I had to think about it for a second. Yeah, I have.
He's seen men covering a lot of balls.
You got to meet Ellen Page when she came in and did the mocap.
No.
Did you work on the Ellen Page game?
No.
No. Okay. Damn. That'd be great. That was it. Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah,
Beyond Two Souls.
I have no idea.
Ellen Page's game was shitty, though.
I never played it.
It was bad.
I heard that the guy that developed that game, like,
it's the guy
her
who did
super creepily.
Yeah, he
had a whole bunch of pictures of her when she was 12.
He had pictures of her when she was 12. Like, look, I've been
scrapbooking
for years. Your life. He's also the guy that made Heavy Rain.
That was a good game.
With a notoriously bad ending.
Yeah. And the voice acting for some of the characters was
the kids
less
were
than
all
great.
The children were all played by French kids for some reason.
It was a French game, so the English voice acting was horrible. Like,
Daddy, it's like this American dude, like, oh, this is my family.
Because there was a scene where you had to make, because it was all QTEs, where it was like press this button, do this, and like there's a scene where you had to make two of the characters fuck.
Quick time events.
It's basically like when you're playing a game and then it's like, oh, press circle.
Press
and then
X
he'll
to
like
open
jump
the
over,
stove.
A little pop-up shows
yeah,
up.
But yeah. The whole game was that. It was basically like, walk up to the store, press this button, and she'll
shove
open
the
it,
controller
blah, blah.
Up your butt.
And there was a scene where you had to make two of the characters fuck. It was like,
really?
Do this with the controller and you'll take her bra strap off.
It was
fucking weird.
It was like harder than actually taking a bra strap apart.
Yeah. It was really weird. And like you're sitting there playing it. And I was playing it at my parents' house, and I was like, God, I hope nobody walks in because I really don't want to or know how to explain what the hell is going on right now.
Why are those two mannequins rubbing rubbing against each other.
Yeah, and it was like the slowest, awkward. They're like, let's go down onto the floor.
Is it just a lot of like moving the joystick back and forth?
No, it was like, press these buttons to caress her back. And it was like the weirdest thing ever. Like, why is this here?
A 23 button combination just to touch her clit. Something.
But it, yeah, it was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that was necessary. It was like, these characters are bonding and trusting each other. Yes. They like each other.
Why
now?
Not just go to an animatic and just skip that? Like, why did that have to be integrated into the gameplay? That's so weird.
Yeah, because it wasn't even like, it wasn't a terribly long sequence, but it wasn't as short as it should have been. Like, it was like, you have to take your clothes off, take your clothes off, sit on the bed, now go down to the floor, and then they're out of sight, and you're like, and then they wake up next morning, and he's like, want some coffee?
Sex
some
scenes.
Juice? It's real weird.
Sex scenes in video games are also bad because the technology hasn't really caught up to get past that uncanny valley shit where they're like they're floating like 5 inches away from each other and parts of their arms are going through each other.
Yeah. Well, and if they did mocap it, how awkward would that be?
Right.
You two actors, please pretend to have sex.
Yeah. I've never had this
in
many
these suits.
In the gray suits, yeah.
Well, I'm already covered in balls, so that's fine.
Yeah.
That's true. Video game faces, they don't look right when they orgasm. They just look like they're screaming. It's the same face if they were in peril. Yeah.
I've yet to play a game.
They look like they're being scalded with hot water.
Well,
guess what? Did they do that in the God of War games? Because I know that you had to do, well, there was parts where you made Kratos fuck.
Yeah, shit. Kratos.
How often
fuck.
Are you having sex in video games?
Why do you think people?
Well,
make,
in that one,
why do you think
like,
people make video games, Corey?
It's not even so much. It's just like certain specific games, ones. And like some of them are like gratuitous. Like the Heavy Rain one wasn't gratuitous; it's just weird. But like the God of War ones, it would be like, here, talk to these women. Then we're going to pan the camera so you can't see them actually having sex, but you're still going to need to press these buttons when they pop up on screen so you could hump them or whatever it is. And like then they'll make noise when you press the button, and like you have to do it in a certain combination. And then like when you're done and it comes back, he's like, oh, that was great. And then like you get like red orbs.
Red orbs.
Like that's your red orbs.
You should have waited to have sex with her. Jesus.
it's weird, and I don't know why. I don't know why. Like,
can you choose to wait till marriage? Is that an option in the game?
Not in that one.
I remember being very disappointed playing.
I choose celibacy game.
I remember being
next level.
He was a Spartan. Yeah. You didn't have to wait for nothing.
I remember being very disappointed playing Red Dead Redemption because it was a Rockstar game. They made Grand Theft Auto.
And there were no whores?
Well, no, there were whores. Oh. But you couldn't bang any of them because you were a married man.
Oh, I see.
But you like, could drag them on a horse.
You could drag them on a horse and tie them up and put them on train tracks.
And you'd actually get an achievement for tying them to train tracks and having a train run over them.
It was called like Dastardly Fiend or something
like that. Yeah. And it had like, I think the icon was like a twirly mustache.
A little snivelly whiplash shit.
Yeah.
Where the fuck were we? We sidetracked
on our
sidetrack and then sidetracked. Again,
I think every sidetrack we've talked about fucking and stuff.
Yeah,
degree.
I think we covered Zoe Quinn.
I think that's where this all started.
It all started with,
and I don't think it ever ended. It just kind of segued into something
else. Other things.
How much of an influence are sort of indie games to the big? You're sort of going back to the Zoe Quinn because she was an indie game developer. Like that's sort of like the forefront of new game ideas, right?
Well, I mean, indie games, too, are a lot of people that just make them on their own. Like, if you look at Super Meat Boy, that was made by two guys that did all the designing and programming for themselves. Yeah. Fez was done by two guys. And that was
Phil Fish?
Phil Fish, he actually had a lot to say about the Zoe Quinn thing on Twitter.
He had quite a bit to say.
Where he only said something and then deleted it, like, 2 minutes later.
He was defending her, right?
Yeah, he was defending her. He was saying everybody was cowards for giving her shit about whatever she allegedly
did. And one of
did.
His good friends is a guy that allegedly she slept with.
Oh, is that? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know enough about the story. Like, when you mentioned it earlier, I, like, had Googled it and just had seen.
Didn't this guy have some shit because he was, like...
He did catch a lot of shit for...
When he made Fez, he was, like...
There was a whole...
I forget.
there was a whole, like, thing between him and, I think it was the original guy that he started making the game with. It was actually in the... Oh shit! I don't remember the name
social
of the
network?
Movie. No.
Indie game, the documentary.
Yeah. They actually talked about it a lot, and there was this huge thing where there was a time where he wasn't, or potentially not going to be able to put it out because he had to get permission from the guy that he started making the game with. And then he had to, and then he brought on another guy, and then they finally finished it, but it was in development for such a long time. And people were like, what the fuck? Just finish the game or whatever. Because even after he finally did get the permission, it still took him like a ridiculously long time to finish it after that. And people are like, fuck Phil Fish and blah, 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 and all this other shit.
Yeah, and he got in a bad habit of getting into Twitter wars with people.
Yeah. He wasn't the most couth person ever when it came to that, because people would give him shit, and he'd just throw it right back at him.
Yeah.
Right. So he also caught a lot of shit for giving shit.
Right.
After people gave him shit. It's a lot of shit.
Yeah. It was not a lot of shit. Very, very good game, though.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, and they just released it for free on PS4 if you have PlayStation Plus. I just got it. It's really fun.
Yep.
It's a good game?
It's a good game, Yeah. I had it for a PC as well. I paid for it, and then I'd never beat it, and then...
Corey, it might actually be something you like, because it's kind of like an old school platformer. It's got puzzles. It's very like, if you die,
I do like puzzle games.
And you die, really, you go right back to where it was, and the art style's nice. There's no enemies in it, so you can't get killed.
And it's all about perspective, because you can rotate the world to get to different areas.
Yeah.
Like, you could be standing on one side, and like, if you rotate it, then there's a ladder there that you can go up, and then you rotate it back, and then there's like a ledge you can jump up.
It's like a choose your own Rubik's Cube level.
And you do collect cubes in that game too. You collect little cubes to make a big cube.
Yeah.
And then those cubes when you unlock level up? A door. No, you don't level up.
Oh, okay.
I see more and more indie games making like best games of the year lists these days.
Really?
They are really good.
Yeah, like Gone Home, I think, was one of the ones that was nominated for like best game of the year.
Hotline Miami got a lot of like, this game's awesome.
Yeah, Amnesia was done really. I think Amnesia actually influenced a little bit of. There's a Silent Hill game that's in development, and the demo for that came out recently was very similar to Amnesia.
You talking about PT?
Yeah, PT.
Yeah, that's a big thing. The PT reveal, because Sony did their little press conference they do at GamesCon.
Right.
And they're like, oh, by the way, there's this new horror game out called PT. It's a playable tester, and you can go download it on the PlayStation Store for free right now.
Is that what PT stands for?
Playable tester, yeah.
Playable teaser.
Teaser, whatever.
Yeah.
So the game is actually called PT?
Yeah. So the game was called PT, and it was just like, it's a playable teaser. It's on the PlayStation Store free. You can go download it right now.
Right.
People downloaded it and were playing it, and it's scary as shit and first person. I've played it and it freaked me the fuck out.
You should do a let's play.
Please.
One off.
Yeah. So it won't scare me now because I know all the things, because I've been like studying this since it came out.
Just pretend.
So then like this one girl in New Zealand was playing it, like streaming it. So like four people were watching her play the game, and she noticed that there was like this weird pattern of things that would happen. And she was like trying to replicate it, and then she got this phone to ring in the house, and when she answered the phone, it was like, you have been chosen. And then she hears the front door unlock, and she fucking walks out, and it turned out to be a trailer for the new Silent Hill. That this was like, nobody had announced this at all, and it was just like, new Silent Hill, bam! And she was the first one to find it.
And for listeners, Silent Hill is really long-running horror game series.
Oh, yeah, it's
Japan.
Like one of the biggest horror franchises.
It's become a movie franchise, right?
Yeah.
Bruh. Shitty movies, yeah.
Not great.
Well, yeah. But I'm just like, it's
big enough
it's
to
more,
become movies.
Yeah, it's more than just a video game franchise now.
Yeah, Silent Hill 2 is one of the best horror games of all time.
Yeah, I'm playing that right now.
Actually. Silent Hill, the original one, is where like a father and a daughter are broken down on the side of the road, and they go into a little town and it's snowing.
That game was scary. It's not snowing, it's foggy.
Yeah, all the games have like foggy, which was because...
They get into a car accident?
Yeah. Yeah, you're thinking of the right game.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And then when he wakes up, she's gone.
And then he finds her, but it's just the back of her.
Whoa! Spoiler alert!
isn't that the opening animatic?
This is the opening,
of like a 14-year-old game. So it's
yeah.
Funny.
And he's like, "Hey, come back!" And she starts running away from him.
Yeah.
And you follow her into this creepy abandoned town.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Called Silent Hill.
Yeah.
I
watched
Time with Corey.
I watched somebody play the opening sort of 20 minutes of that game, and then went. Like, they went down an alley, and there was, like, demon dogs and like creepy fucking people coming out of the alley and like rusted, and I was like, no, I'm done.
I'm out.
I don't need to watch this game anymore.
The Silent Hill franchise has been like struggling lately because pretty much all the Japanese developers weren't working on it anymore. It was just American developers, and shitty ones had the game.
Yeah, and American horror films are shitty, so there isn't enough inspiration.
I mean, there's good ones. But
Japanese horror films are scary as fuck.
But like the last three Silent Hills that came out were like boring and not scary, essentially. And so they've been wanting to revamp. So this fucking trailer hits of suddenly this new Silent Hill game. And it didn't even say it till the very end. It just had a guy walking down the street. And then it goes, Hideo Kojima, who made the Metal Gear Solid games. My favorite franchise. And then it goes, Guillermo del Toro.
Oh.
And it's like, what the fuck is this?
Yep.
Hideo and Guillermo? Holy shit. And then it went. And then the main character turns around, and it's fucking Daryl from Walking Dead. I don't know if you watch Walking Dead.
No.
No. Okay.
He's the white trash guy from Walking Dead.
I know who he is.
He's the most popular character on the show.
He's the guy from the Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints. There you go. Norman Reedus. He turns around, and it's him. It's his character model. And it says Norman Reedus in, and then Silent Hills. And then the music's like
the Silent Hills have eyes.
Yes. The film familiar music starts, and it's like, holy fuck. Nobody knew this was being made or anything.
It was just like hidden in this obscure puzzle.
It was hidden in a demo, and you had to do a specific sequence of events to unlock the trailer. Most people quit the demo before the trailer unlocked.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and so it's gone down in history as one of the best game reveals ever already. It's like...
Did the game itself have anything to do with...
It even said at the end that this demo has nothing to do with the game.
Nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it was just set up to be a reveal.
I hope the game ends up being something like that, because I really liked it. Because
it was scary as
fuck.
Yeah,
it's a lot scarier than a lot of horror games have been lately. So,
is it as scary as the game where you're a baby?
That game's not scary at all.
Oh, it's not scary at all?
I've heard bad things about that one.
Among the Sleep.
Because You're a baby, and it's a horror game.
I played a demo of that on my Let's Play channel, and there was like one jump scare, and then it just turned ridiculous, and then it ended. Yeah,
then it was like build shit with blocks with this demon.
Right. Yeah. Essentially, it's got goofy things like that and a talking teddy bear.
The sex scene is really weird, though.
My orbs. No.
Undo your diaper.
Yeah. Don't tattle on your uncle.
Yeah, come go with the man into the closet.
Tell your parents, whoops, they don't believe you.
He's got a pink lollipop for you.
Yeah. Wow, that's inappropriate, Corey.
Sorry.
Yeah, why does Corey always go to the child rape?
Is there any sort of noticeable influence on some of those indie games on any of the games that you've worked on in the big distributors?
Not any that I've worked on, but I'm sure. There's a lot of indie influence. Like, there's a game called Guacamelee, and they have a lot of like little subtle things from other games. Like, you play as a luchador in that game, and like there's a lot of signs in the cities where it'll be like Super Hermanos, and it'll be like Super Mario Brother luchador stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then like other like pop culture reference. Like there'll be like a Grumpy Cat thing in there with like some little tagline on it, stuff like that. I've seen more of that, like the indie to indie.
There's a game called not Hotline Miami.
Oh, fuck, is that okay?
No, it was another one that came out around.
T for Teen?
No.
Oh, fuck.
No, it was another one that came out around Hotline Miami time, and it's like a little pixel art, kind of a GTA but pixels.
Oh, Retro City Rampage.
Rampage.
Yeah, that had a lot of good.
That had a fuckload of references.
Yeah.
This guy shows up in like a I want to say it's like a TARDIS, but it's not quite a TARDIS, but he looks like Doc Brown. And he takes you like back in time, and then at one point you're fighting four green enemies with different colored ninja bandanas on.
Oh, really?
It's clearly the Ninja Turtles.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a lot of little references.
Yeah, you
like
go
that.
Down pipes, you get a sword and shield from Zelda at one point.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is like a parody of Grand Theft Auto. And, yeah. but running off like a NES or something.
Yeah, like old school Grand Theft Auto, like the top down PC versions.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like the 16-bit parody video game if it happened in Wreck-It Ralph's world.
Sure.
There you go.
Where all the video games mixed together.
Did you pick Wreck-It Ralph because of your child watching that movie too many times?
It's a fantastic Disney movie.
Can I tell you something I'm disappointed in with Wreck-It Ralph?
Go ahead.
He goes in like two games.
Yeah, and then it turns into candy puns for the last hour.
I did think there would be more games.
I thought there would be more games, and it's like he goes into a Call of Duty clone, and then he goes into candy. And that's it. It's like, what the fuck? I thought the way it was pitched to us as the audience was he travels from arcade to arcade machine trying different games. But then it turns out, no, just two games.
They did have a lot of good character cameos.
Yeah, there were a lot of good, and it was a good movie, but I was always disappointed by that. Like, really? Yeah. Only two fucking games? Go travel. Yeah. Go do some all sorts of shit, man.
I think, I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't know what game that they were trying to parody with that candy racing game.
It's Candy Crush meets Mario Kart, right?
It's a little thing? Bit.
I don't think Candy Crush is even out at the time.
It's basically just Mario Kart, just with instead candy of using people. Yeah, just using candy themed everything.
I think I just got tired of the candy puns, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it.
Like, you're peppermint twisted.
Yes.
I'm snorting pixie sticks.
Oh, being a game tester, you must know, like, every secret section of every game that you've tested. Like, there are things that are intentionally left in to be, like little Easter eggs.
Yeah. I mean, if they're, like, intentionally left in there...
Do they allow you to find those on your own, or are they like, hey, check out this Easter egg, make sure it's there? Like,
yeah, it's always like, hey, this is the stuff that's in here. Make sure it's there. Make sure it works. Make sure it looks great. I mean, if they put it in, and then you happen to find it before they tell you about it, cool.
Right.
I had,
but
heard
you do have to check. You will know all of the locations for all that stuff.
I had heard when they were testing that new. Murdered Soul Suspect,
mm-hmm.
where you're a detective solving your own murder because you're a ghost.
Ooh, like The Sixth Sense, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Or Ghost Trick. Which is a better game.
Which is a much better game. Murdered Soul Suspect's not very good.
Never seen The Sixth Sense.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Who hasn't?
Well, because you haven't seen it, let me tell you, Bruce Willis dead the whole time.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. He was also allergic to water. He didn't like water. It dissolved his skin off.
Yeah. And he was also like six other terrible movies.
And it turns out it was modern day the whole time.
He's a mermaid too, right?
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah. The one movie that needed a twist didn't have one fucking lady in the water.
Yep.
It's like, no, everything they're saying is true. But she's actually magical.
They're all trustable narrators.
Movie. Yeah.
He was allergic to the water, but he could bend it.
Yeah.
And then the trees shit on him.
Right. The trees were like, fuck you, water man. And they shot water at him. Anyway, what was I fucking talking about? Murdered Soul Suspect. Okay, so some of the testers that were working on that would flag things like, this is clipping through this and shit like that, and they would get notes back from the developer saying that was a ghost.
This character's transparent and going through the walls. I don't understand.
No, but it was shit that was clearly mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like a door shaking in its frame, but like not in a ghosty way, in like a this is broken way.
Yeah, a glitchy way.
But they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's a ghost.
That's a feature.
But was it fixed afterwards?
Nope. They would just left it in.
So have you become like really sort of adept at figuring out where the developers would sort of hide that kind of stuff?
Yeah, would you be a good speedrunner? Because you know how to get past walls and...
Whenever I do play games, I do speed run through them, but that's just because I'm impatient and not for any other reason.
You don't care about side quests or...
I mean, if a game is really gripping and I feel like I want to go do that extra stuff, I will. But for the most part, I'm like, I'll just play it from the beginning to the end. And if I happen to like wander off, cool. But if I miss something, at least for me, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. Right.
There have been a few games, though, where I'm just like, holy shit, this game is so good, I'm going to go back and then 100% it and all that good stuff.
Do you find
not many though?
Do you find that the gameplay becomes predictable in any way from game to game?
In regards to
in regards like the genre of game and how the developers attack building the scenarios and like how they would play out and you know like the way.
You mean in general?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, in certain genres, yeah, I'd imagine so. I mean, there's a, like, I mean, because there has to be a basis, a foundation for like it's this sort of game. We have to have these
right.
things, and then, I mean, some execute it differently, and some developers will do it one way, others will do it a different way. Sometimes it
I know
works, sometimes
I know
it
a
doesn't.
Big thing I notice playing games is I can tell when I've entered a boss room.
It's like, just oh, huge all of a sudden.
It's like yeah. suddenly this huge room, and it's like okay, boss battle a coming.
Right.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, surprise, boss battle. I'm like, I knew the whole time,
yeah.
fucker.
I'm curious.
You know what it reminds me of? Is remember in old cartoons where you would see, like, the background, but then one object on the background would be really bright.
Oh, it's cel-shaded yes, instead of painted.
And you'd be yeah. like, well, yeah, yeah. I know that object's going to move soon.
Yeah, it's painted on the transparency
I used to watch Dragon Ball Z and a lot, and you could always tell how the fights were going to go because somebody was, I know that guy's going to get punched into that mountain because that mountain's not painted. It's yeah, cel-shaded, yeah. so it's going to break apart.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just curious because I know like old video game development would follow sort of certain patterns. Like there was only a certain amount of patterns that you could go through for like a football game or basketball game or whatever. And once you figured out that pattern, you could score fucking all fucking game, right? Like you find the hole in the pattern
yeah, yeah.
and beat the computer to it.
I don't know if it was my copy of Duck Hunt or everybody's, but in the skeet shooting segment,
uh-huh.
if you just shot one of the trees, it would just explode your skeets and you get a perfect score.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. It's like there was. I mean, that sounds like a glitch, but there's always these sort of like predetermined patterns in the video because they want to direct you towards certain outcomes, right?
Yeah.
And I know that the video games have gotten more complex with the storylines and the way that they try to draft the gameplay and whatnot. But I'm wondering if because like do different developers find really good ways of being different from one another, or is it really just like, oh, we just put this different world on top of the same kind of gameplay, and so like it doesn't really matter which of the games you get. If it's that genre game, you're kind of going to get the same experience.
I mean, sure, there is some of that. Like, I mean, you look at first person shooters and
yeah,
there's kind of only so much you can do with that.
They're all
like there are companies that have like that do different things.
I call
and
those
do it
soldiers
great.
And shit.
Yeah, so you got wizards and shit and soldiers.
Or
and
hallway
shit.
Simulator.
But I mean, yeah, there's certain games where you will like get because there's just this broad like this is what we do. We right. have a gun, you shoot people. And how do we make that different?
Yeah.
And some people like try to make it different, but then make it the same, or you know. There are some that have made it different and fun.
Yeah.
And have done it very, very well.
I hated first-person shooters till I played Borderlands. Because it's not a normal, like, you're a soldier fucking shooting AI soldiers.
Right.
It's you're like a guy, you're someone on a planet looking for a vault. And it's like the other guys are often creatures. And some have guns, but a lot of them are just psychos with axes that run at you. It just made it, like, it just, because it was that, it was different. It's also got a cool art style. It was just different enough to where I was like, this is fun.
Yeah, Portal like sort of also turned first-person shooters on their head, too, because they took
I
out...
I wouldn't even call it a shooter, though.
Well, it's still based first on... Person. It's still based on, like, the architecture of how a shooting game works, but they yeah. broke it down, and, like, we're going to take the enemies out, and we're going to make it puzzle instead of going down hallways and shooting people, and they really yeah. sort of built it. Once they reduced what a first-person shooter is, they kind of rebuilt it.
Yeah.
And those are good examples, too. Even if they could take it and, like, combine it. Like, you look at Borderlands, and that's... First person shooter meets Diablo pretty much.
Right.
It's like this big open world kind, well, openish world. But like you yeah. kill people, they drop loot, you get better equipment,
yeah.
you go on your quests, stuff like that.
Right.
Right.
But it's a first person perspective with guns.
Yeah, I feel yeah. like a lot of video game green lighting, like pitch meetings, or it's this plus this. Or,
right.
yeah.
Well, that's the movie industry too.
Like it's this in space.
Yeah, they say
Jaws with a moose.
Yeah, they say when you go in to pitch a movie, like think of two movies that your movie would be like if you crammed them together.
Yeah.
And that's your pitch.
I once had a movie pitch that was Terminator meets Baby's Day Out.
We call it Babies and Shit.
Babies and Shit.
Babies and Robots and Shit.
Babies Judgment Day.
What was the first game that you ever played?
That I ever played?
Well, that you played.
Rampage? Which
Rampage is fucking fun.
But
Rampage
which is also what? The first
Rampage is where you're a Godzilla ripoff or a King Kong ripoff
or a werewolf
ripoff.
They had the arcade game where you
climb buildings and punch them till they collapse.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the first game that I ever played, and played with my dad on the Sega Master's system. And
I remember playing that in actual arcades.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that was also the first game that I ever found a bug in.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like 4 or 5 playing with him, and my little werewolf guy got caught inside of a building. I remember just being like, Dad, what happened? He's broken. Yeah.
We got to restart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your favorite types of games to play now? Because I know that there's a ton of different types of genres, and I know that gamers in general have like their specific types of games that they like to play. Like what is your specific type that's like your bread and butter?
I don't know, because there was such a long time where I wouldn't play video games, like when I get home, because I was like, the last thing I want to do is hold another controller.
Right, right.
And it's changed so much over the year. Like when I was in when I was younger, I loved RPGs. You know, anything that Square made, I would play that. And now like I don't have the patience to play those games. So I play a lot of shooters sometimes, and then like it could be a puzzle game this week, and then next week it's, you know, an action adventure game, kind of like whatever. Like, because I have like my whole Steam list of games, and I look and like I don't want to play that, and then next week I might want to, or I'll look at a game and be like, I'll never play that.
I have a hard time uninstalling Steam games.
I think
I'm like, I gotta keep them all in here, because what if I want to play it?
I think all of my Steam games are installed right now because my hard drive is like 80 gigs.
Nice.
Yeah, I have like 50 games left over from sales that I've never touched.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing too about Steam specifically, is like all those sales, like the summer sales, I mean, they'll drain your bank account because they're so damn cheap. But they're also like things like Humble Bundle or like Bundle Stars, where you can pay like $5 and it goes to charity and you'll get like 6 different games.
Just don't piss off Zoe Quinn, because she'll shut that shit down.
Right. And then blow everybody.
she'll blow a bunch of people to get that shit shut down. Yeah.
Allegedly.
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 Right. Exactly.
We're about time that we could push on to some nerdigories.
Okay. Nerdigories. Sounds good.
Unless you got anything else that you would like to ask.
Get
all your video game out.
I find my
favorite.
Because
there's not going to be a show from here on out. All of your listeners are gone.
Right. This is the video
They're
game
like,
episode.
What is this shit?
Yeah.
Why would you do this to us?
We've had targeted specific types
Why
of episodes
Why would you
before.
Do this to the 20
they can
of
deal
us?
With it.
We, about every fifth episode, we have a very specifically geeky episode.
Yeah, we have our monthly FurCon.
Yeah. There's I almost said clients. There's
clients,
and then I just almost said customers instead. There's listeners.
You want any other synonyms?
Yeah, there's listeners who like sort of phase out whenever we talk about Doctor Who.
Yeah,
which is coming up this weekend.
Oh, actually, the day that this is airing on morelikeradio.com is the day
the new Doctor
lands.
Yeah,
it's exciting. Oh,
I've never seen it.
You're not into Doctor Who.
I'm really bad with TV shows like that, though, because everybody says it's great, so I probably should watch it. Yeah. But like, I always like get worried about hyping people when people hype things up. If I'm disappointed or they don't live up to that hype, then I'm just like, well, fuck it.
I've had that happen. People hype things up too much.
But then, like, there have been things like, you know, I watched all of, I've been watching Dexter, and that was a show that I was just like, I do not want to watch that. not interested, and then I was like, well, it's actually really, really good.
It's really good. Just don't watch the last season.
That's what everybody says.
Mm. Oh, you're still in the middle of that?
Yeah, I'm like in season 5.
I'm glad I didn't spoil, because we were just talking about Dexter earlier.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm like,
glad I didn't spoil anything.
Has Dokes died yet?
Oof.
Surprise, motherfucker. yeah, and then there's
Dokes is
one.
The best character.
I forget there was like another one where I was just like, I'm not gonna watch it, and then finally watch it, and I was like, why didn't I watch that sooner?
Right.
I'm an idiot. And then
don't beat yourself up about it. Look,
oh, I'm not. If you I'm miss just kidding. I'm not.
That's
idiot.
Why there is Netflix and Hulu and all that.
I haven't
kind of
watched
shit.
Game of Thrones yet, so.
Yeah, I haven't watched Game of Thrones. I haven't watched Walking Dead, and I still.
I've never watched Walking Dead either.
I have not completed an episode of Breaking Bad.
Walking Dead's hit or miss. I think it's Nerdigory's time, though.
It is Nerdigory's time.
All right, I got a good one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. How about 80s action movies?
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Are they like straight action movies or gay action? No.
Gay action?
Most action movies are pretty gay.
Yeah. No, like strictly action movie, or are we talking like Beverly Hills Cop?
I think Beverly Hills Cop would count.
Interesting.
But
it's like an action comedy.
It is an action comedy. I say action comedies count if there's enough action.
Like,
Beverly Hills Cop
might not
count.
Action to comedy ratio.
Turner and Hooch.
No.
Okay.
Any which way you can.
So, like,
yeah,
it has to be a lot more explosion-y.
I forget how action-y Beverly Hills Cop is, though. Is it action-y or is it just a lot of...
It's sort of it's
2 hours.
That was a seal.
It's sort of evenly balanced comedy and action. I would say okay. Like,
or so
like
50-50 is good.
Maybe these will all be up for sort of interpretation,
and not just like a regular movie that has one action sequence. Like Blues Brothers,
one chase sequence. Then, no,
that's not an action movie. Just because there's a car chase.
It fishtailed.
Yeah,
they went through a parking garage. And
somebody shot a gun in it.
They ran that stoplight.
Yeah. All right. So they'll all be sort of up for.
That was bugging me.
Interpretation.
You'd hear people call Pulp Fiction an action movie.
No, what?
I've heard people call it that.
One person gets shot,
and I'm like, no, that's like fucking crime drama.
Yeah,
comedy.
it's
dramedy.
I, it's not really that funny.
Yeah,
it's funny.
I mean,
there's some like tongue in cheek
stuff. There's some tongue in cheek stuff,
but I wouldn't call it.
Yeah, I just call it a crime drama.
Yeah,
you're right.
You just call it a crime drama. Like if it dramas can have lighthearted things in them.
Yeah,
or like, well, not lighthearted. Nothing in fucking Pulp Fiction is lighthearted, but like. Lighter moments in a drama.
I would say lighthearted is the hamburger discussion.
Yes.
Or the discussion about pigs.
And then they blow a dude's head off.
Yeah.
You know.
Or they could be like Zoe Quinn and just blow a dude.
We
allegedly.
We have a rule on this show.
You haven't seen something
If it's a year past the release date of a movie...
Fair game.
It's fair game.
Yeah.
TV shows are a little different because
we can't talk about how good Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was.
We can't really... Well, we could get into whether you liked it or not.
Probably one of the best movies ever made.
Did you just say one
of the best movies I've made?
Ever.
Ever made. Oh, okay. The new Ninja Turtles?
I haven't made shit.
have you guys seen the new Ninja Turtles?
No.
I've heard really bad things.
Yeah. No, it is awful.
It's fucking terrible.
It's awful.
For the record.
You were joking.
I was joking. Got
it. Spoiler alert, it's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But also, everybody expected that. But it also made a fuck ton of money.
It did make a fuck ton of money.
Because people are stupid.
And if they did when they do the second one, I'll probably go see the second one.
Yeah.
But it's fucking god awful.
Yeah.
I just wanted to have fun, and I saw it with a group of friends, and we all laughed very hard at the shitty parts, and there were a lot of
A lot of really shitty parts.
Yeah. I heard it was trying to decide like between being like a badass action movie and being like a silly movie about funny turtles, and like
I think it couldn't work.
That was like
I heard the movie's essentially April O'Neil and some turtles.
Everybody's trying to fuck April O'Neil.
Yeah,
and Transformers noises.
Yeah, lots
for
of
things that shouldn't have Transformers noises.
The turtle comes out of its shell.
No, there was like
Shredder was a full on Transformer.
Oh God.
Turtles could hold a building up that was falling over for some reason.
Semi trucks falling on or like sliding through snow.
What are they
made
fucking
mechanical
superhuman?
Noises.
Yeah, that was and it comes out of nowhere too.
They're also bulletproof. Spoiler alert. For some reason,
what?
Like bullets bounce off of shells in it. It's fucking.
They don't even like bounce. They like. go in, suck in for a little bit, and then like.
Isn't there a whole sequence where they're trying to
weird, like,
wait? Isn't there a whole sequence where they're running from like a fucking dart gun?
Yes, tranquilizer guns.
So tranquilizer guns will break through, but
well,
not
their
bullets.
Shells are bulletproof.
Right.
Well, and
so shoot them in the
That's
fucking
part of
arm
shell.
And face.
They got chest piece shells and back piece shells.
Well, then shoot them in the face.
Yeah, the foot soldiers aren't all that great.
Oh wow. Okay.
The foot clan.
We should get to Nerdigore.
All have guns.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And it doesn't make any sense.
Of course they do.
Do they fire
with their feet at least?
No, not a single ninja in sight.
No, not a single ninja. Yeah,
except
and then,
for
like,
the turtles.
Yeah. And Master Shredder, who then...
How's he look?
Shitty.
He looks like a
Transformer.
Out fucking
he looks like a Transformer.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's fucking Optimus
he's
Prime
He's
Shredder.
Like completely covered
How
in metal.
How does Splinter look?
He's got a Fu Manchu.
First of all, yes, he's got like samurai haircut.
Yeah.
And Fu Manchu mustache with a goatee.
Oh, wow. Two different countries.
Just hands
right.
down, yeah.
Voiced by Tony Shalhoub.
What? Fucking Monk?
Fucking Monk is Splinter.
Yep.
And, spoiler alert, he learns ninjutsu from a picture book and becomes a master.
Oh, no.
Like, they were already living in these sewers for a long time, and then he just happened.
He was sweeping
I learned
up,
how to
oh,
be a ninja
shit.
From a book.
He was
and, like, he opens
up
it up,
sewer.
And it's just pictures.
It's all pictures.
No
book.
Words. It's just yeah. like, swing yeah. your staff this way.
Yeah, it's like wow. the fucking IKEA instructions for being a ninja. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. It's pretty good. You should
yeah.
see it.
Yeah,
it's
I'll
probably
some
watch
point.
It at some point, yeah.
3.5 stars.
I'll watch the Riff Tracks version of it.
Yeah, the Riff Tracks version, exactly.
I did laugh a lot, and I don't think that the children sitting behind me with their parents were understanding why six grown adults were laughing.
They didn't appreciate
this movie.
Cool, because they weren't high as fuck.
I don't participate in that.
No comment.
Not on the record. The one saving grace of the movie was that the turtles interacting with themselves felt very much like the turtles of our youth.
Oh, okay.
They just like, look like horrifying monsters.
They just they look did. Like things from nightmares.
Yeah, they are nightmare creatures.
Was
that is
Donatello
true.
Cool? He's my favorite.
Donatello super was nerdy. Super nerdy.
Oh.
Raphael is super angry.
But like just the largest one.
He right,
in the original
like
movie.
A linebacker.
Leonardo is Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah. I watched the original movie the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. And
does it hold up?
It surprisingly does.
The first one was
practical
good. The
effects.
Second one was goofy as fuck.
Secret
yeah.
views.
Yeah. That's where Vanilla Ice.
That was,
yeah, yeah.
The,
yeah.
And that whole movie, throughout the whole thing, goofy as fuck.
And the third
like
one's
Michelangelo
really bad.
Like Michelangelo using sausages as nunchucks.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, that was, they didn't want them to use the weapons anymore.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh no, weapons, children. But
fucking.
The first one surprisingly holds up pretty well. There's still some cheese, of course.
Yeah.
But, within like the first 10 minutes, Raphael says damn 3 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. I was like, oh shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was watching it, not realizing how much I had watched this as a kid, because I'm watching it going, I know what line they're about to say.
Oh, one of those?
Yeah, like I knew what was coming up. Because I knew, like, I hit verbatim. And then Sam Rockwell's in it as one of the
is
fucking
really?
Foot Clan.
Yeah. He is, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot Sam Rockwell's in that movie.
Yeah.
God damn. The best thing to come out of the Ninja Turtles movie.
All right.
Sam Rockwell.
Yep.
Sounds about right.
You weren't a big Judith Hogue fan?
No.
All right. Nerdigories.
Nerdigories. Let's take all a
right.
break.
80s action movies. Write your list of 5. And we'll be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are the shy kids.
See right there.
It's
done. Theme song.
Theme song. Theme song.
Then we're back.
And we're back.
I love how much that bugs you, Doc.
It does. I don't know what it is. I think it's, I just imagine it hurts people's ears.
It probably does.
It hurts mine. Yeah. All right. So we all wrote lists of five.
I'm sure the people in the chat also have their list of five.
Yeah. Our guest won last week. So
I guess our guest this week gets to go first?
Our guest this week gets to go first.
And I'm not going to win.
Okay.
Don't say that. Don't put yourself down.
We do it round robin style, so you read just the first one on your list.
Okay.
Yep. Go for it.
Bloodsport.
I wanted to put that on my list.
Yeah.
But we are talking like best 80s action films.
Right. Well, your favorite.
Oh, okay. Well, I watched the shit out of Bloodsport.
Yeah.
Yeah, a very limited list to pick from of the 80s action movies that I've seen.
Bloodsport is fucking fantastic. Probably the best Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Right.
Lionheart's up there, too.
But that scary fucking Asian dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who just he just shakes the entire fucking movie.
He's like a ghost. Those creepy ghosts that shake.
He's one of those ghosts in that video game that
Jacob's
you were talking
Ladder
about.
Ghost.
So nobody had that?
I didn't have Bloodsport.
I did not.
Point for Trent.
Point for Woo! Trent.
All right. Yeah.
You're well on your way, sir.
Yeah, look at that. Scene.
Suppose I would be next. I've got Empire Strikes Back.
I forgot that was in the 80s.
Yep.
I didn't put any Star Wars films on my list.
I didn't either. I thought it would be like super obvious.
Yeah.
Also, action film?
It opens with a war scene.
Space battles, I think.
I mean,
I think space battles works.
It's a sci-fi.
It's got lightsaber fights.
It's a sci-fi adventure.
Yeah, I mean, I'd give it to him.
Yeah.
Because of all the space battles. And the
there's lots pew, of fighting.
Pew, pew, pew.
And the flipping and
all that shit.
Guys are really good at sound effects.
There's choreographed fight scenes, I suppose. Yeah. I will go with it. Right. Yes.
All right.
It seems more like epic adventure than it does like action film.
It's action-y enough to count.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Point for Empire Strikes. Empire Strikes Back? Is this one you just mentioned?
Yeah. Hopefully that's the one. Corey?
First on my list is... it also doubles as one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Oh. Okay.
And that's Die Hard?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had Die Hard.
Ah, son of a bitch.
That's my favorite action movie.
God damn, that movie is so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Anyone else have Die Hard?
Nope.
Nice. You know, like, Die Hard is sort of the... what I compare all other action movies to.
Right.
Like, the original Die Hard. And
so many other action movies are Die Hard.
They are.
It's like Die Hard in a different location. But like Under Siege.
Yes.
The Steven Seagal movie. Hard in a submarine.
Action movies like
that.
Or on
a boat or whatever. I don't forget.
They got really cheesy with the lines. Because like,
yeah.
Like the Yippee-ki-yay motherfucker line is sort of like cliche
right.
type of thing now. But... like
in the first Die Hard, it's very underplayed.
Yeah, and he's such a badass character, and the lines that he has are really good, and the scenarios he goes through, like you feel his struggle, and like you want him, like you care about him, you want him to win, like you know, like
right.
That quality gets diminished in action films as we go into the 90s.
Yeah,
well,
especially those that are trying to carbon copy Die Hard.
Yeah, But you kind of look for those cheesy one-liners. Like... You know,
but they have to. They have,
quiz hot shot.
No, because they get really cheesy.
No, of course, yeah.
If they're
there
laughable,
are some bad
it's
ones.
It's completely ineffective.
But yeah. they're always the ones that you're like, these are fucking dumb. And then later you're like talking about the movie and quoting it, and then you like right. bring up those ones, and then you laugh about it with your friends, and then you're like, well, I guess it wasn't that dumb to begin with.
Well, would you laugh about it yeah. with your friends? The only movie I've seen recently that surprised me, that made me feel like I was watching. Something that tried to take it as serious as Die Hard took itself.
Yeah.
What's that? It's a Gerard Butler movie about the White House. White House Down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Olympus Has Fallen.
Oh, no. Olympus Has Fallen.
Olympus Has Fallen.
White House Down was the one with C. Tate.
Yes. Yeah. Charming Tate.
That yeah. one was cheesy as fuck.
Yeah.
Olympus
is it supposed to be, though?
Yeah, it's a little more yeah. campy.
Yeah.
But Olympus Has Fallen felt to me like the Die Hard era... action film,
right?
Where they like the writing wasn't super cheeseball.
Yeah,
the scenarios are a little blown out, but like, he's one man against many, trying, you know, to
one man against many.
It's very Die Hard esque.
Yeah,
and I enjoyed my the shit out of it movie. Because it was so Die Hard esque.
Yeah,
you know.
Did you catch that?
What?
Say that again.
My favorite porn movie: One Man Against Many. And they've all been copying it ever since.
Yep.
That's the money shot from that movie. It's just cheesy now.
One Man Against Many. That's one of those nude male clothed female.
No, just lots of nude guys.
Just
love and life.
Just dudes in that one.
I was unclear. The title, many is ambiguous.
Just
it could have been many.
Just
lots
a lot of,
things. Of
nude rude dudes
yeah,
with attitude.
Nude rude dudes.
Just gangbanging
surf
one dude.
Dudes with attitudes.
But he comes dreams. Through yeah. in the end.
Yep. Yes, he does.
Where's the rim?
Right in the end.
Yep. He comes through, guys? He comes on.
Did it.
Type out butts.
Yeah.
All right. So fuck all. Die Hard is taken.
Die Hard, yeah. Canceled on Die Hard. So you
it
took,
is fantastic.
You though. Took my first one, Die Hard.
That's all right. If I'm going to lose one to you, sir, Die Hard is.
That's
whatever.
A good one to lose.
Yeah. It's honorable.
Terminator.
Not on my list.
Not on mine.
I never saw the first one.
Yeah.
Whoa, the first one's really good.
I saw the second one and the third
one. Second one was really good.
Yeah, second one's really good, too.
I've fallen asleep many times through the first one.
I started watching the first one
Shame.
At work because somebody told me I should, and they were very upset that I hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
And so I like logged on to Netflix on my computer. And
at work?
At work, and I was just like, hey...
Good job.
Why the hell didn't you tell me that there was dicks and ass in the very beginning of this
yeah,
movie?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here at my desk. I'm going to get in trouble for watching NSFW stuff.
Right.
Thanks I can watch lot. Somebody getting their
and
head chopped
like, well, it's
off.
It's just
not
Terminator.
Dicks
I don't think that he's going to get that mad. It's like,
dicks and ass.
What you watching? They're a beheading? Oh, that's fine. Dicks and ass? What the? You're fired.
Yeah.
That would be N apostrophe, not I-N. Dicks and ass.
Yeah, dicks and ass.
Oh, there isn't anal sex at the beginning of the Terminator?
I don't think so.
Just Arnold's like, ah!
It's understated. All right, so...
Point for me?
Yes.
For Terminator.
Yeah, you get Terminator.
Trent.
RoboCop.
Very
not
good one.
Not on my list.
Not nope. on my list.
Nope.
Considered it.
Opposite of Terminator.
Yes.
Good robot.
Not going door to door killing women.
Yeah.
No.
Saving women.
Yeah. RoboCop, I would have to go back and watch. I watched the new RoboCop. Did you guys see the new RoboCop?
No.
No.
I saw it. It's not very good.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
Well, he looked really weird, too, didn't he? Was he like...
They put him in, like, all black.
I'm in my G.I. Joe outfit.
He
it did look like the
I mean,
G.I.
Like,
Joe.
He look like not so much RoboCop and more like
he was. He
mech.
Was.
Yeah.
He was, yeah. He was like Mecha Cop, but he
Mecha Cop.
He looked like Cyborg Ninja from Metal Gear.
Yeah. Yeah.
He okay. did have the silver suit at one point. And he had the black suit at one point. And like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. It was like a here you go nerds moment.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like. Gling.
But he showed up at the end. He's like, my black armor got ruined. Here's
it should have just
RoboCop
been the same
armor.
Suit. Just kind of updated.
You know what?
Bit.
It really didn't matter because the well, story was so terrible that it was like...
Yeah, but it's still annoying. Like, it reminds me of when they try to do a new Knight Rider. I think I've talked about this before on the show. They try to do a new Knight Rider, and they always get a brand new car. If you do a new Knight Rider, you should still have the fucking Trans Am. That'd be awesome.
It would be like redoing Back to the Future and not using a DeLorean.
Exactly. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the new RoboCop at least in dystopian Detroit?
Yes.
Yeah, which is current Detroit.
Yeah, yeah. It was in current day Detroit.
Yeah. Very dystopian.
Yeah, it totally is.
Yeah.
Lots of abandoned everything in current day Detroit.
Right.
It was bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird.
It wasn't good.
Nope. All right. My next one is...
Point for you.
Yeah. Points for the OG RoboCop.
Yeah.
My next one is The Road Warrior.
Oh, very good one.
It's the beginning of the Mad Max series.
The second one, isn't it?
Second one. First one's called Mad Max.
Right.
Second one's Road Warrior. Third one...
Mad Max.
Thunderdome.
Mad Max.
Thunderdome.
Third, First Blood, Part 2.
Yeah. Yeah, Road Warrior is the best one.
I'm not that familiar with the...
Are you going to see the
Road
new
Warrior
one?
Series?
Oh, yeah, they are making a new one.
Is it Tom Hardy? I think it's Tom Hardy.
Yeah, everybody said no idea. It looked incredible.
I'm
I didn't watch it because I've never seen the originals, so...
I'm looking forward to the new Mad Max game they announced.
Yeah, I think I would look forward to that
it's
more.
It's like an open world fucking like GTA style.
Yeah, like Fallout kind of.
Where it's like you can go wherever you want.
Mad Max
It's by
Payne.
The guys that made Just Cause 2, which is a really good game.
Mad Max Payne?
No, shut up.
Didn't you? Isn't that one of the few video games you have played?
Max Payne?
Max Payne.
I vaguely remember seeing
Max
you play
Payne
it.
Is the last video game I played.
Yeah. The first one?
Yeah, the first Max Payne is the last video game I ever played.
I never played Max Payne, but I played its competitor, Dead to Rights, where you have a dog with you.
I think I watched you play the Max Payne.
The beginning of it. Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. the very beginning, like animatic scene, your wife is raped and killed, and your baby is dead.
So it's Punisher.
And you're trying to find out who did it or something.
Like
I don't know.
Cop or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It was very confusing, but the controls were so hard for me to get used to. It was like that was the first game that had like
you had to use
all of the controls.
Well,
right. You know,
he's like most comfortable with like D-pad, two buttons, and then
I don't like using the analog sticks at all for anything.
I love analog sticks.
I remember he even struggled with the Super Nintendo controller. It was just like
extra buttons.
It's got
four buttons
on
the front and two on the top.
The two I don't need to use these two top trigger buttons for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
like you thought playing Pilot Wings was hard for yourself. Watching him play it was the worst.
Yeah.
I am not coordinated to play video games.
We should have a TV show where we force Corey to beat video games in one sitting.
You know what?
Force him to play modern games.
If you want to do funny Let's Plays, you could have like me play. It'll be like an idiot abroad, but like
they have a show like
games.
That in Japan called Game Center CX, where there's this comedian who's really bad
really
at video games. Yeah, and he's locked
in America. It's called Conan O'Brien's Clueless Gamer.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's like he's locked in a room for like 12 hours and he can't leave until he beats the game.
Yeah,
and it sounds terrible. Yeah, they're all old hard. Ass video games too.
Ah, I wouldn't want to be locked in a room. That would be shitty.
Point for Road Warrior.
Yes, point for Road Warrior.
Good job.
Is that series in general? Is that a good series in general?
Which one?
The Mad Max.
I wasn't a huge fan of the first one, but I like the second one a lot. And I've never seen Thunderdome.
You know, the first one they completely redubbed. It was Mel Gibson.
They're
Mad Max.
They're fucking,
yeah,
they're,
but the
they're,
first one they redubbed it when they played it in America. With all like American voices,
but it's
it was ridiculous. You can
they
get,
just have an accent. It's still fucking English.
You can get the original now, but when it first came out in theaters, Mad Max 1, it was all redubbed. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Fucking American.
Mel Gibson. You didn't hear Mel Gibson. You heard some other fuck.
Although now Mel Gibson only does an American accent,
pretty much. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's saying anti-Semitic things.
Yeah,
and screaming obscenities.
Yeah, he went from
you could fucking smile and blow me.
Yeah, he went from cool actor Australian dude.
I just realized I yelled that in Corey's house just now.
His son has a complex.
Well, the wife and child are like, "What the fuck?
What the fuck's happening?"
He went from cool actor Australian dude to like old white Republican.
Right.
As if there's any
good director though. point for Dean.
His
Corey's
Jesus,
turn.
His Jesus movie was for the birds. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ah,
is next on my list.
I almost put that, but I was like, "Is that?"
I kind of forgot that that was action, but
it's like action adventure.
That's, action.
I was like, "How much are we going here?"
Dude's got a whip.
If we're letting Empire, Raiders.
Absolutely. I'm totally fine with that. I almost put it down.
Yes,
yeah.
Although I would argue that Raiders of the Lost Ark follows more along the lines of action film than sci-fi fantasy Star Wars films, but.
We already gave him the point.
But he already got the point.
Quit trying to retroactively steal it.
I'm not trying to take his points away.
Point for Corey, right?
Nobody else had it.
I didn't.
Good job.
I wasn't sure if the third movie was still in the 80s or if it wasn't like 90.
That was 90. Third one's 90.
Yeah.
It may have been 89. I don't know.
It could have been 89. You're right.
I think it was 89.
But I'm pretty sure it was 90. But it's probably 89.
On a list I was looking at, it was listed as 80s. So.
Okay.
Ah.
Temple. Oh no.
No, no, no. That's
Last Crusade.
The Last Crusade, which is my favorite of the Indiana Jones movies.
Just let it go.
I could have put it on, but it doesn't matter because
Junior.
same franchise, so they would have canceled. But all like,
right. Good. Okay. Next, my turn. Predator.
Oh fuck! That was in the 80s.
Yeah. First Predator.
What was it, 87 or something?
I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah.
I would have put that. Shit, Predator is really good.
You son of a bitch.
That's from Predator. Predator.
Yeah.
Also, Coney 2012.
Fucking Carl Weathers. Yeah. He does look like Coney in that movie. Yeah. Predator, very good action movie.
I didn't have it.
I didn't have it either.
I did.
Point.
Point for me.
Point for Predator. Trent. Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's like your second Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Yeah,
that is true.
My only two.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
I have an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie too.
Oh, okay. I bet I know what it is.
I do as well.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here we go.
I have First Blood.
Oh, the first Rambo movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. I did not have it.
Back when Sylvester Stallone made good movies.
Right.
Like the original Rocky, really good.
You right tell after me you're not a big career. Expendables fan?
No.
Yeah, I've never
Expendables
seen
them. Are terrible I've movies.
Never seen any of them.
Terrible Those movie posters are getting absurd.
Yeah.
So many movies
are getting absurd.
Oh, I've never seen any of them.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. I wouldn't even waste your time.
Oh, okay.
They're expendable, really.
They are completely expendable.
So, bye. All right, so.
Point for you. Points already.
Point for. What was
First the Blood.
First Blood. Rambo.
Yeah. My next one is The Last Dragon.
What is that movie?
That's Bruce Lee, right?
No, The Last Dragon, it's a blaxploitation movie from the
80s. Oh, shit.
Bruce Leroy.
It's got, Bruce Leroy. It's got the Shogun of Harlem in it. And the Shogun of Harlem. And when they learn Kung Fu to a high enough level, they start glowing in their hands. There's like really shitty 80s effects in it, and it's a good movie.
I like it. It is good. Yeah.
Oh, nice. you've seen this?
Yes.
Oh.
Good job,
it's an obscure one to see. But.
Is Bruce Leroy really a thing in this movie?
I don't think that's his actual name, but that's what people call him because he's way into Kung Fu and shit, but he's a black dude. So
yeah.
I'm not sure if that's his actual name yet.
No.
I think
it might just be a coined thing.
Yeah, I think people make fun of him by calling him that.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, don't I feel like an asshole now?
All right. You get that.
I am an expert on blaxploitation movies.
It's true.
The Last Dragon. Yeah. Next week will be filled with Jackie Chan movies for me. Like all the damn 90s.
Oh, because we'll do 90s next week?
I'm assuming because
been so
we, did,
good
we did 80s comedy, then we did 90s comedy. I'm assuming next week if we do 90s action films.
Yeah. Okay.
It'll just be nothing but Jackie Chan
That'll
movies
work.
For me.
Pre-planned. All right. Point for Dean.
Yeah.
Corey.
Next on my list is... sort of the like Red Dawn but better, and it's Toy Soldiers.
Ooh, I saw that one on the.
Never seen it.
It's like a prep school.
I would put Red Dawn.
That
yeah, right.
See, but Red
Wolverines.
Red Dawn is super fucking cheesy.
It's Toy Soldiers isn't.
It might,
I don't know what it is though.
It might
so
be.
I can't prejudge.
But yeah, they like terrorists take over a school and the kids in the school fight back, and it's fun. Really, it's really good. It was on TV a lot, so I watched it a lot.
Got it.
On TV. I probably have never seen the theatrical cut of Toy Soldiers.
Not, yeah.
I've only seen the Sunday afternoon movie.
Wait cut. A minute. There's tits in yeah, this yeah. fucking movie.
This movie's way better theatrical version.
All right. Point for you. My next one, Escape from New York.
Oh, I have that one.
I've not seen any of the Snake Guy movies.
Oh, they're good.
Are they?
Snake. Yeah.
I like them both, and Escape from L.A. is really fucking cheesy, and it's still good.
Escape from New York's got Isaac Hayes in it.
Isaac Hayes plays the Duke of New York.
A number one.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about Snake.
Yeah. It's fucking great. Donald Pleasance plays the president.
Does that have, like Tron-like computer-generated graphics in it? Is that the one?
I think one of them does. I think it might be
Escape,
the second one.
Escape from New York?
From L.A., I think they have computers that look like really, like, it looks like PlayStation 1 graphics or something. And yeah. That might be what you're remembering. Because I think there's like a flight simulator. Like,
that's what it is, a flight simulator.
Yeah, because they're tracking when he's coming into Los Angeles, and it's like this really shitty, like Star Fox looking. Like
I always wanted a third one,
like Escape from Chicago,
from Earth.
Oh shit!
Fuck yep. yeah!
What is the background behind these? Like why are they trying to escape from these large cities?
New York is turned into a prison where the whole city is a prison.
Why?
Because it's crime got out of control.
Because reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Crime got out of control, so they just walled off New York.
The text in the beginning of the movie tells you.
Yeah.
Is this futuristic?
Yeah, it's in the New future. York? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. So they just made it a prison, and Snake Plissken's like a guy they just caught and are about to like send there, but he's like a notorious outlaw. I don't know what you'd call him.
The rebel guy.
The president's plane is flying over New York when they the New York prisoners somehow have something to shoot it down, and the president crashes. So they send in Snake Plissken to go after to get the president out.
Wait, hold on. He was going to be a prisoner.
He was going to be a prisoner anyway.
Yeah,
right?
I think they make a deal where he can get it. Where if he gets
they'll
the
let him out if
they entrust
comes out
a
with
dude that they're going to put into a prison island.
He's like going to prison for shit, but he was like ex-special forces or some shit, so they like know he's got a record of being able to do heroic things, I
maybe
guess.
It was a frame job.
Yeah. And then Escape from L.A. is that California had a massive earthquake, so like a bunch of it broke off into an island.
Uh-huh.
So they turned that whole island into a prison. And
always a
there's prison.
Prison
movies.
And it's the president's daughter is kidnapped and on that island, and so they have also arrested Snake Plissken again and sent him. It's essentially the same movie. Yeah.
So he keeps getting arrested, and they keep going, you know
he
what?
He goes to Disneyland in the movie.
Does he really?
Yeah, but they call it the Magic Kingdom.
Oh.
Because they can't say Disneyland.
Although, pretty sure they have that copywritten too.
I know, but I guess back then maybe they didn't, because that's what they call it the whole time, is the Magic Kingdom.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
And Bruce Campbell's in that. He plays the Surgeon General of Los Angeles.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't put that one instead because of Bruce Campbell.
Well, that's 90s. All
right.
Escape from L.A. Yeah. All right, point for me.
Point for Escape from
L.A. Oh, not point for me because you had it. Yeah,
oh,
Dean had it.
I didn't know Dean had it. We got on a tie ride. I didn't realize he had it.
Fuck.
Well.
Trent?
Cancel.
Yeah.
A Lethal Weapon.
Ah, there you go. That's a classic.
It is a classic. I think it's a terrible movie.
What?
I can't stand the
really
any of the Lethal Weapon movies.
Your opinion's been revoked.
That's ridiculous.
Mainly
which ones
because
have you
I
seen?
Hate Danny Glover.
What? He called into
He's
our show last week.
I know. He fucked Oprah.
I'm just kidding. I'm just throwing shade.
If we were live, he would call in right now.
Because I know that he's listening.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing shade. I love you, Danny Glover. I'm just kidding.
Lethal Weapon movies are great. The first two.
The first one I know specifically.
First
is
two
good.
Are good.
I don't
did
remember
that one
the second
for
one.
For Danny Glover.
Yeah. It's all about
just
Danny Glover.
Just in case he's listening.
Yeah. There, perfect.
Because you guys insulted him.
Point for Trent.
Points.
My next one is Maximum Overdrive.
Is that the one where Emilio Estevez?
Yes, I think so. It's either him or his brother.
Charlie Sheen?
I think it's Estevez.
It's definitely like, Ann Estevez.
Yeah, and it's like killer trucks.
Yeah, it's like a meteorite falls down, and for some reason, the radiation makes all the trucks go crazy, and they try to kill everybody.
What?
So like Christine, yeah. But with trucks.
It's like it's like Christine expanded universe shit. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, only... do they transform or they just run?
No, they're just sentient.
I know this movie because I had the LP of the soundtrack.
Really?
Which was done entirely by AC/DC.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
AC/DC's van is one of the cars that goes crazy. And it kills him by driving itself off of a bridge. And AC/DC is dead.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those shitty movies, though, that are saved by the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like Flash Gordon.
Like Flash!
And yeah. Queen did the whole soundtrack, yeah. And it's the only good part of that movie.
Yeah.
And you just watch that movie just for the music.
Most blaxploitation movies are like that, too. Like, it's an awful movie, but Curtis Mayfield did the whole soundtrack,
right.
So it's great.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Like, all the chase sequences have, like, wild, like, trumpet solos.
Yeah, yeah, weird jazzy
saxophone
shit.
Solos.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, point for Dean.
Next on my list is my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Commando.
No.
Okay.
No. It's futuristic.
Oh.
Oh, God, that movie? I fucking hate that movie.
And it has Dennis Hopper in it.
Wait, maybe I don't know which one. We're talking about.
Is it? It's not Dennis Hopper. Who fucking? It's
Dennis the Menace.
The guy, the fucking guy, looks like Dennis Hopper. He plays a game show host. Who the fuck is the game show host in this? It's The Running Man.
Oh, that's what I had too.
Oh, okay.
You had The Running Man.
I thought
you were saying fucking Total Recall.
No, fuck.
Yeah,
Total
Recall.
Okay. Recall
too. And then you said Dennis Hopper, and I was like, oh,
who plays the game show host in that fucking movie?
I don't know. I haven't seen it since I was a fucking lad.
It reminds me of Dennis Hopper.
Okay.
It's not. I don't think it's Dennis Hopper. But that movie is fucking awesome.
Running Man's cool.
Running Man is awesome.
Yeah.
They shoot him down that fucking track into the arena, and then like all the WWE guys.
Yeah.
Like the electro guy that has all the lights on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's good shit.
All right. Well,
but
for you.
No points because Trent had it.
Oh, you had it?
I did, yeah.
Oh, snap. Yeah,
that was my last one.
Nice. Well, my last one is a little motion picture starring wrestling superstar Rowdy Roddy Piper. They Live.
Oh, they are a shitty movie.
They Live is awesome.
I've never seen
it. Has the best fight scene.
It has the best fight scene in movie history.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a 20-minute fist fight between two people in an alley.
You dirty motherfucker.
Yeah.
Is that the one that they parodied in South Park?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cripple fight.
Yeah, cripple fight. Yeah. Oh, they went shot for shot with Jimmy and Timmy.
And it's also the origin of the phrase, I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass,
and
I'm all out of bubble gum.
That's where that came from?
That's where that came from, is that.
Well...
And then
Duke Nukem stole it.
Yeah, Duke Nukem stole that line, prick. He also stole a bunch of Army of Darkness lines.
It was homage.
Duke Nukem bugs me.
Homage.
Point for me?
Point for you.
Nice.
Yeah, point. Trent?
No, Running Man was my last one.
Oh, yeah. You're
yeah, and I'm out, so.
I have one more.
Okay.
And that is Batman.
Oh, shit. Fucking Tim Burton Batman.
Tim Burton Batman.
Thought about it.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It's right at the end of that 80s.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
89, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one.
Fucking Batman.
Point for you.
I could not do an action film list without including The Dark Knight.
You mean Batman?
Nope.
Yeah.
He means the Black Knight with Martin Lawrence.
Oh. I meant the character in which we refer to as The Dark Knight, Batman.
Did they ever call him that in that?
No, probably but not. That's how I know him.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Point for you.
Yeah.
Big fan of that soundtrack.
Da, 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 da.
No, I meant the Prince part.
Oh, the no.
That dance. Yeah.
Do you have any more?
No, I'm out. So I canceled Die Hard. I canceled Escape from New York. I had three.
I had four.
I had four as well.
I had three.
Oh,
we have a cum dancers.
We have a cum dancers. between
cum dancers.
Dean and
Trent. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We didn't explain this to you.
What is that?
We dance and cum.
And yeah. Whoever does it the best.
It's subjective, but I like it.
Let me go get the muffin.
No. Explain cum dances to them. I'm tired
of you're going
to
masturbate until you come on this muffin. No. Whoever comes last has
no, sir, I am not.
The muffin.
Dean wins.
I will forfeit this one.
Yep. Cum dancers is a goofy name we came up with our lightning round. And the lightning round is just we name a topic, and you guys go back and forth naming things from the topic. Doesn't have to be your favorite. Just has to fit the topic.
Yeah.
Shit.
Just back and forth, rapid fire,
mm-hmm.
right. till one of you can't do it.
So we need a topic.
Now, what's the shortest that this has ever ended in before?
I've had it. We've had it end in like one. Like someone says something, and then the next person has nothing.
I think somebody said something once, and then it didn't count, and then they were canceled.
So it was like right away canceling.
Yeah. Like, wolf up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
NES games.
Oh, Super NES or NES?
NES.
You just mean NES
in Nintendo general? Entertainment System.
The original Nintendo system.
But I mean, just like go through the fucking.
Yeah, but you have to go quick. So
any,
you go first.
Any game that would have appeared on the NES console.
Yeah.
Ready?
You go first.
Go.
Go.
Batman.
Wings of Medulla.
Roger Rabbit.
Takeshi's Challenge.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Super Mario Brothers.
Duck Hunt.
Fuck. Because my brain got stuck on Frogger. Ugh.
That's usually what happens is you know a bunch more, but then you get stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. You started, so you already were one ahead, so you beat him.
Yeah. Our guest wins again. Our God
guest,
damn it!
That's the third guest in a row to win.
We said last week that we weren't going to let any more guests play the goddamn game.
See, and I was worried about it because I thought all my picks were very obvious ones.
I started
obscure and then I used
you
them
You did
up.
Start obscure and that
I
fucked you up.
I should have saved him.
Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
Donkey Kong Jr.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what the fuck.
I'm surprised you
had to be like, sure, you can take your word on it.
If I was playing, I would have definitely got into Super Mario Brothers 2, Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah, part of me didn't want to do that and then I got fucked up. Ugh, I don't know.
Yep.
I just listed games that I had never beat. Because they were fucking
hard. I've never beaten an NES game almost. Like, they're too hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they all happen to be, what?
I don't know if
movies and cartoons as well.
There was a lot of licensing crossover.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
DuckTales game is awesome.
Yeah.
Did you play the remastered one? It was really good.
Yeah, I did.
He let's played it.
I did.
You did. Yeah.
I did let's play it.
And then spent a big chunk of the game actually just swimming in his
coin collection.
You can do that?
Yeah, you can swim in the vault.
Nice.
Yeah.
When you die, right? Like,
no, you just go there.
Oh, you can just go there?
Well, if you die, you end up back at the mansion, and then you can walk to the vault if you want.
Right.
But you go to the mansion in between missions anyway, so you can walk to the vault essentially whenever you
and
want.
And just swim in his coins?
Right. plugs?
So, yeah, congratulations. You're King Geek for the week.
Yeah.
Yay.
Tell all your friends.
I will not.
You know, no. He's not even going to mention.
You know, I was Geek of the Week. I'm
not even
going to
mention that he was, on this episode.
I was King Cum Dancer for a week. I didn't record a podcast.
Is that what it is?
Week.
If you're the winner, you're King Cum Dancer?
No.
You can be Cum Dancing Queen.
Yeah. Oh.
You're Cum Dancing Queen. No, nope. We just say you're Geek of the Week.
King Geek of the
King
Week.
King Geek. Whatever. Okay. I don't know.
But yeah, otherwise...
I'm low energy today.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired
tonight.
I'm
in smooth dock mode.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
The wave.
Yeah, plugs. This would be the plug section of our...
You don't make this discussion sexier if I kept my shirt on.
Oh, no.
All right. Yeah, plugs. Do we want to start with... Do you have anything to plug?
I don't. I have absolutely zero to plug.
Zero to plug. Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
He play tested games that are out there. We can't tell you which ones.
So go buy those ones.
Yeah. Go buy games.
Sure, we can't confirm or deny they exist.
Yeah.
And if you find any bugs, it's not his fault.
The ones I know about are all good.
Which ones are those?
Can't say.
Oh.
But there's three specific ones that I know right off the bat because you told me before the show.
I did.
And all three of them are good.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Would...
Mm-mm.
No? if no, I can't even think of ways to skirt around their names.
Yeah. Sorry.
But yeah, go buy. They're big video games. You probably already own them. Enjoy them.
Yeah.
A little more because you know that Trent helped make them bug free.
If you have the specific.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I am no one man army.
If you have the specific consoles they are on, big hint.
Jesus.
I can cut that hint if you need me to.
Either way, we'll defer to Dean to start.
All right, plugs. Google Dean Bottino.
Boom!
Done.
Plugs.
Yeah.
Google Doc Wheatley. Plugged.
Buy Jeff Martin's album, Irie Me, when it comes out on August 30th. Other than that, yeah.
We have Jeff next week, don't we?
We do. Jeff Martin is going to come in next week and be a guest.
Nice.
And we'll talk all about...
We'll talk video games.
Yeah, yeah, we'll talk all about Doctor Who with him.
Yeah,
it's sure the month of August.
Oh, oh
shit. Nice. Yeah. We should have used that in a promo. I don't know when August started.
What's a promo?
The month isn't over yet.
Yeah. That's true. Hey, wait, hit that one more time.
This month is the month of August.
Perfect.
So good.
Shy Kids, print guest that. Month.
No, it's called Ah Guest.
He just told you it was called
Guest Month.
Idiot. Like, that's what we're calling it, and then you got to explain what the promo is.
I think you're over-explaining at that point.
All right. Yeah. Just use his clip.
What's next month?
No, use it all.
September? You can't really do anything with that. We got Cocktober coming up, though.
Yeah.
Show him if you got him, fellas.
Just a month full of male porn stars.
Right.
Yeah.
Or female ones, as long as they got cocks.
It's true.
Oh, yeah, either way.
We could get Bailey J on.
Lots of dicks in my house, though. That would be preferable.
Preferable. We're not going to make them sit in the garage.
As many dicks as we can fit in my living room or my garage.
Or your mouth.
That was implied.
Yeah. We good?
Yeah, other than that.
Oh, I forgot a plug.
Nope.
I did.
Oh,
too late. I'm starting a new podcast.
Oh!
Yeah. I'm not leaving this one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's not like I'm leaving you fellas.
Okay.
Doctor Who comes back this weekend.
It does. We're all very excited, and we're all super fans.
Yes, we are.
Not all of us.
Yeah.
I meant, you know, the
important
the hosts here.
Sorry, the hosts. So I'm actually starting a podcast with Rorschach from It's All About Me, where we discuss and review each Doctor Who episode after it airs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds interesting. I would totally listen to that. Are you going to like dive into sort of the Easter eggs that may happen in the episodes, like things that pop up and like characters?
I figure
that
we're going
up?
To do like the first half of the show is spoiler free review.
Spoiler free review.
Second half is when we delve in and tell you exactly what happened and what this is referencing and shit like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
because then people can
listen to the beginning just to hear the review and tune out if they haven't seen it yet. Or,
right.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. What are you going to call it?
It's called Two Fat Daleks.
Really?
Yes.
See, the Daleks are...
No, please don't.
They're an alien race that look like dome-shaped robots.
They're robots with tits and balls all over them.
Trent just took off his headphones. theshykids.com to download our shows.
Yes.
Email us, comments@theshykids.com. Facebook.com/theshykids. Uh-huh. And on Twitter, we're @shykidspodcast.
Thanks for coming and hanging out, Trent.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
I feel like I know a little bit more about the video game industry now.
Yeah.
Do you?
Not really.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. I didn't retain any of it, but I felt like while I was sitting here, I was, oh, really?
You learned what 1080p means.
I don't even think we covered that.
we mentioned it at one point.
Oh, okay. We talked about blowies.
Yes, we talked
industry.
About...
Wait, alleged blowies.
Alleged blowies by alleged cunts.
Yeah.
We said sometimes...
Whoa, hard C.
Sometimes when you have sex with ladies, red orbs come out of them.
Yes.
You wait a week.
That's true.
If you want to get ahead in the indie game development world, you should blow journalists.
Yes.
Allegedly.
And or podcasters.
Not allegedly. and podcasters.
Yes.
And your boss.
And who is shy married. Kids podcasters.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Specifically.
If you're an indie game developer and a lady and would like to get on the Shy Kids podcast to promote your Steam Greenlight project.
Just terrible.
Terrible.
Email us how?
Comments at theshykids.com.
Blowjobs how? However you
Blowies
like.
Blowies at theshykids.com. we talked about if there's a bug in a game, sometimes it's just a ghost.
Sometimes it is just a ghost.
Sometimes it's just a
ghost.
That's
true.
Yeah. And as always.
And as always, remember.
This never happened.
Yay.